Twelfth night. Orsino, the Duke of Illyria, was deeply in love with a beautiful countess named Olivia. Yet all his love was in vain, for she disdained his suit, and when her brother died, she sent back a messenger from the Duke, bidding him to tell his master that for 7 years she would not let the very air behold her face, but that like a nun she would walk veiled, and all this for the sake of a dead brother's love, which she would keep fresh and lasting in her sad remembrance. The Duke longed for someone to whom he could tell his sorrow and repeat over and over again the story of his love, and chance brought him such a companion, for about this time a goodly ship was wrecked on the Illyrian coast, and among those who reached land in safety were the captain and a fair young maid named Viola. But she was hardly grateful for being rescued from the perils of the sea, since she feared that her twin brother was drowned, Sebastian, as dear to her as the heart in her bosom, and so like her that but for the difference in their manner of dress, one could hardly be told from the other. The captain, for her comfort, told her that he had seen her brother bind himself to a strong mast that lived upon the sea, and so there was hope that he might be saved. Viola now asked in whose country she was, and learning that the young Duke Orsino ruled there and was as noble in nature as in his name, she decided to disguise herself in male attire and seek employment with him as a page. In this she succeeded, and now, from day to day, she had to listen to the story of Orsino's love. At first she sympathized very truly with him, but soon her sympathy grew to love. At last it occurred to her.